This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only at AvsFam. Check them out, www.avsfam.com. Good googly moogly, people. What the hell is going on? I think that it's fair to say that the Avs are in a funk, and not that cool uptown funk kind of thing, right? This isn't where you need the police and the firemen. Nah, this is that off-smelling funk, something's not right funk. The funk that makes you want to scrub the house down, use a little extra detergent, or clean out the fridge. That kind of funk. I'm not saying that we're at the clean the house out kind of situation that would have us making big trades right now, but we do need to clean our game up, and we need to get that scoring machine fired up again. But I digress, I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's have a look at the last game in Buffalo. Here's how that game went. Varley, who had stood on his head in Detroit, was just not on his game. He got beat by a justifiable five-hole shot through a screen, more on Barry's game in a few, and just seemed to be rattled from that point on. And to be fair, he was screened, and it was a good shot, but Varley stops good shots more often than not, and this was just a sign of things to come, really. Exhibit A, Evander Kane, who reminds me an awful lot of a young Jerome McGinley, by the way, snags a cross-ice pass from Reinhart and takes a I'm-about-to-go-to-the-bench stride before throwing the puck on net high glove side because he knows that Vardy doesn't like to play that puck that much and he's probably going to get a face-off out of this. But to his surprise, and everyone else's surprise, it knuckles right by the open glove of Vardy. That is to say that if Vardy's glove was love, the puck was unrequited. So at this point, Patrick Waugh's blood pressure spikes, and it sends a signal from his brain to his hand that points at Calvin Pickard, only to say to jump into his metaphorical phone booth and put on his Superman suit, because you're going into a game down by two with some legit offensive skill coming your way. You see, here's the thing. The Sabres aren't really a crappy team. I know the record indicates otherwise, but they're a bunch of individuals with legit skill, and nothing brings together a bunch of individuals with legit skill like the taste of blood in the water. They start circling like hungry little sharks nibbling on the Avalanche's toes because they're pretty sure they're going to win their first game against the Avalanche in over 10 years. But here's the thing, and Peter McNabb pointed this out as well. The Avs weren't playing bad hockey. They were not playing crappy hockey. They just got off to a bad start and didn't get the usual awesome goaltending to make up for it. So after an all too often bad start, Gabriel Landeskog, being the captain that he is, bit down on his mouthpiece and put his big checking pants on. He was playing the kind of game we'd love to see from the whole team from the initial drop of the puck, but now we're down two goals. Look, we all know that the Avs can come back from a few goals down, but doing it every single night is taxing. Sure, we're reinforcing some great skills in survival, but we need to thrive as a team right now. We need to be a team that has brief moments where we have to survive, the rest of the time we're thriving, not the other way around. To me, this is the biggest issue that we face right now. We're a little engine that can, but we often don't until it's too late to make it up the big hill and win the game. But imagine if we were ready to climb the metaphorical hill and we started to climb the hill at full speed. We didn't always have to put ourselves in a tough spot that required us to gear down and put so much wear and tear on the entire engine. Hockey seasons are long, and eventually putting so much wear and tear on the team's engine will cause breakdowns, performance loss. Who knows? It might even cause a sputter. Luckily, we're a young team and our parts are all pretty flexible and easily repaired, but, well, most of them anyways. You could say that every now and then our tanks begins to smoke, or our Iggy backfires a little bit, but hey, that's just the way that goes. These are older parts and that's gonna happen. But I digress, back to the game. So picks take center stage and the Avs put on a pretty good performance, only to be stymied by a suddenly back in form Robin Lehner. This human giant wearing goalie gear did the one thing that wins any game. He kept the puck from going into the net. We had our chances, we had power plays, we had every opportunity in the world, and he kept the puck out of the net, which is exactly what we would have needed to be in this game whatsoever. Again, unfortunately, we started the game down. If we didn't do that, it would have been a whole different game. But alas, we lost the game that we needed to win, and we tossed fuel on the fire of the Who Lost the Trade fire, which is evidently still very funny to many people. To that, I humbly suggest get over it. Ryan O'Reilly isn't your ex-girlfriend, and if he was, you'd be arrested for harassment and stalking him at this point. You need to let him go, you need to move on with your life. Oh, and one last thought before we move on. Whoever made the schedule that had us playing a game at 10:30 in the morning? That's wrong, don't do that. That's when old people are walking in the mall still. Hockey doesn't start until at least afternoon when you can start drinking whiskey and beer. And with that, my friends, we bid the past adieu and we look forward to a brighter future. So what exactly is our current situation? What is our reality? If we toss the entire meal that is the Colorado Avalanche team in the oven and melted away all of the fat, what's left for dinner? What can we look forward to? Well, let's be honest. Sometimes it is tough to stomach what the Avs are putting on the table, but I assure you, it will get better. We've got some really awesome ingredients to work with, and we have a chef that knows how to cook. We just need to keep him in the kitchen, and you as a fan need to keep showing up for dinner. Why? Because it's only going to get better. It won't be long before we are filled to the gills with quality hockey, and yes, eventually a postseason topped off with cherries, on top of whipped cream, on top of luscious berries, on top of a Stanley Cup. I really do believe that, and I think that we're not just looking at one year. I think we'll be a contender for many years to come, but guess what? It takes time. We need to get those ingredients together. We need to make sure that they're all cooked properly, and at the same time, we do have some overcooked pieces that probably need to be trimmed away, After that, though, it's all bright and yummy. So if you haven't caught on yet, we are definitely tossing around the multi-metaphor meal deal for you to chomp up and eat and enjoy. Why? Because you have to keep it light. You can't go gripping that stick too tight when you're trying to play the game of hockey. Things have been a little bit rough lately, but they're going to get better. All you can do is lighten up the mood a little bit, and then when it's time to play hockey, put on your game face and go take it really, really serious. I have told you so far that we'll be eating dessert from a Stanley Cup, but yet we need help. We have some old players we have to get rid of and some young players that have to develop. So which is it? It's all of it. We've got some things to clean up, and we've got some dishes to retire. We've got a few ingredients to source before we can serve up that final meal. I'm optimistic, and I'm pretty confident that it can happen. We have in our ranks some of the most fantastic players who are only going to get better. Mac is not mature yet. He's playing good hockey, but he's not even close to mature. He's getting there, and by the time that he hits his prime of his career, he's going to be well worth the wait. What about Barry? Tyson Barry is probably the most underrated OMD in the entire league. That's an offensive-minded defenseman, by the way, who will only become better at the part of his game that needs the most work, and that is defense. He's really good at the offense side. He's pretty good on the defense, but we have to give him a partner who can play with him. Somebody who can back up his offensive mind with a little bit of stay-at-home defense. That's going to happen. We're getting there. It's one of the ingredients that we need to bring along. So what about Gabriel Landeskog, a young man brought in to lead men? That's not an easy thing to do, especially not for a young guy from another country, but he's doing a pretty good job at it. And you have to remember that you can't just go judging leaders, captains by their stats only, because their job is to bring the intangibles. I'm not sure what he'll bring to the table as he develops, but I think that it might be something along the lines of a Mark Messier type player. Yeah, I said it. It could happen. So what about Varley? This is our backbone, right? This is the guy who can be king at times. He can take over a game. He can absolutely win us games when we don't deserve it. But guess what? He can't be our personal savior at the same time. Not every night anyways. He needs support. The man needs to have a team playing solid. And then I think he is going to do what he does best, which is stand on his head when he needs to and keep us in the game so that we can win them. But like I said, he can't do it every single night, not by himself. He needs a little bit of help. Patrick Waugh knows this, management knows this, the team knows this, but knowing and doing are two very different things. Sometimes you know, but you can't make it happen. And when we can make it happen, we're going to be legit. So what then is the point of all this? What exactly should you take away from this? Stay the course, people. Cheer for your team and be patient. If postseason success is what you want, it's on its way. If total league domination is on your list, know this. The Avs of old are a rare thing. A 50-year storm, so to speak. Something that doesn't happen all that often. We might dominate like that again, but it's a fleeting and rare thing. We are a team in progress, a journey not yet finished, a story not fully told. This is what makes being a hockey fan great. So vent, rant, and bang on the boards if you want. But enjoy the journey, enjoy the storylines, enjoy the development of young players into men. That's what being a fan is all about.
It's game night at the Gann, and the crowd is getting busy. Motions on the air, doing work and getting busy. The boys are in the hall, getting loose with soccer balls. The crowd shuffles in. Game's about to begin. Go Avs, go! Varley, Varley for the win. Go Avs, go! Gretzky touching Beauchemin. Go Avs, go! The Condor flies again. Go Avs, go! ABS fan for the win. Go Avs, go! Cody Mack and Morrison. Go Avs, go! Tyson Barry strike again. Go Avs, go! Let the
might be the silliest podcast we've ever done, so thanks for hanging in there. It was profound at the same time, really, if you think about it. This and every other show we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. Only at AvsFam.com. Stay awesome.